KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 71 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In an update to our earlier reports, authorities are asking motorists to avoid the area of Interstate 80 and Exit 64, which is the Wyota exit. Following a semi-tractor-trailer rollover accident that caused numerous hogs to be set free, Anita Rescue and Wyota fire crews were called to the scene around 4:30 this morning. Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Kennan says the semi was hauling 160 head of hogs. One person was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Kennan said the semi rolled over when it left the interstate and was turning south from the off-ramp onto Highway N-28 toward Wyota. The Iowa State Patrol, Cass County Sheriff's deputies, Cass County EMA, and a veterinarian were all on the scene, along with Wyota Fire and Anita Rescue. A man and woman were arrested early this morning on burglary charges in Creston. According to Creston police, 53-year-old Dennis Earl Christensen and 57-year-old Elizabeth Lane Christensen, both of Creston, were arrested at around 2:30 a.m. at their residence. Both face charges of burglary in the third degree. Dennis Christensen faces additional charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail. Elizabeth Christensen was being held in the Adams County Jail for Union County. Bonds for both were set at $5,000. A Texas man shot by a Western Iowa police officer during a chase has pled guilty after making a deal with prosecutors. Pottawatomie County court records say 29-year-old Clifton Wade of Zavala, Texas, entered his pleas Tuesday to two felony counts of assault on an officer and other crimes. Prosecutors agreed to drop two counts of attempted murder in exchange for his pleas. Records say that in Wade's plea is contingent upon his being sentenced to no less than 12 years and no more than 25 years. His sentencing is set for October 2nd. Council Bluffs police say Wade sped off May the 1st when officers tried to stop his pickup truck at a closed construction site, and he later intentionally rammed two police cruisers. One officer then shot at him. Officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation report that next Wednesday, September 19th, staff from the DeSoto Maintenance Garage will be replacing the culvert under Willow Avenue on the north side of Iowa Highway 44 in Guthrie County, weather permitting. The project will begin at 7:30 a.m. and is expected to be completed at 3:30 p.m. that same day. No official detour will be in place during that closure. Well, a documentary about barn quilts will be shown in Iowa for the first time this month. The colorful squares can be seen on the sides of barns everywhere, but few people know how the movement began. Sue Payton, who farms with her husband in northwest Iowa's Sac County, says the first quilt square was hung on a barn in Ohio in 2001 by a woman whose mom was a master quilter. And her initial goal was to simply spruce up an old barn.
It was just an idea, you know, just a creative idea that really caught on with barn lovers and quilt lovers everywhere. And it's pretty phenomenal how it spread so quickly all across the United States and even into Canada. And probably elsewhere that we don't know about.
As part of a 4-H project, Peyton's son Kevin launched a barn quilt trail in Sac County when he was a high school junior in 2005, and soon barns all over the county were seen sporting the squares.
We involved art classes and ag classes and 4-H clubs and retirees and families. And, you know, we figured up before it was all said and done, there were probably over 1,200 volunteers involved here over 2 years. Period of time.
The documentary called Pieced Together follows the story of the barn quilts, their origins, their popularity, and the trails you can follow to see dozens of them. Parts of the film were shot in Iowa, including in Sac County. The producer and director, Juliana D'Onofrio, will be coming to Iowa for two showings of the 53-minute movie. D'Onofrio will introduce the film and do a Q&A afterwards. Peyton says the first showing will be in Iowa at 7 p.m. September 24th at the First Christian Church in Sac County.
I hope we get a sanctuary full. We do not have a theater in the county, and our church has big screen monitors up front, so we're using that to show the film.
And I should say that's in Sac City, not Sac County. There's room for about 300 in the pews. A second showing is scheduled for September 25th at the Iowa Theater in Winterset. Officials at the Atlantic High School report the Iowa Association for College Admissions Counseling will sponsor a college fair this coming Monday, September 17th, at the Atlantic High School. The event takes place from 9 until 10:15 a.m. High school guidance counselor Craig Ferdin said 65 representatives from post-secondary institutions will be present to speak about opportunities at their colleges, vocational, and technical schools, as well as military services. The IACAC has established 30 college day, college night programs throughout the state to provide supportive environments for students to obtain information and appropriate counseling that will be helpful in their college selection process. Students, parents, or other interested adults from Atlantic and the surrounding communities are invited to attend the event next Monday morning at the high school. A former Sioux Center private school teacher convicted of sexually abusing a child has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. 36-year-old Curtis Van Dam was sentenced in Sioux City's federal court. Van Dam pled guilty in June to sexually abusing a child. In exchange, other counts were dropped. Police arrested Van Dam October 23rd after the parents of an 11-year-old boy reported the teacher had sexual contact with their son. Police say Van Dam took part in sex crimes involving numerous children over 4 years, and that the crimes occurred in various locations, including Sioux Center Christian School, where Van Dam worked as a fifth-grade teacher. Native American activists built a sweat lodge in Sioux City, which they hope will inspire people to seek out the healing they need to get well from alcoholism, domestic abuse, and trauma. The small hut is made of willow tree limbs, nestled on a field next to War Eagle Park. Calvin Harlan with the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska and Iowa says it's a way to cleanse the mind, body, and spirit.
We talk to Mother Earth and God about our problems, our issues. And then when we come out, we leave them in there so that they're taken care of.
For many, it's a place of prayer or healing. Harlan says the Sweat Lodge helps people let go of negativity in their life, a large part of the healing process. Frank Lemire, a member of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska, says the Native community is in dire need of healing, and the Sweat Lodge will be a tremendous benefit.
Whatever can help you get well is what I want to see us be a part of, and this is a big part for those who've lost their way, who've decided to come home back to their people, be they Omaha, Winnebago, Nakota, Lakota, Dakota, Meskwaki, they can come back to their roots.
As he looks forward, Lemire says he hopes to see the Sweat Lodge prosper, as he says it could really make a difference for those who have strayed.
Things in the Native community and maybe even in the greater community with regard to alcohol, drug abuse, opioid use in our community has probably never been worse. And we don't talk about that. This is a step toward healing, a step in that direction.
The lodge is near Jackson Recovery Center's Sioux City facility. Jackson's Ben Nusseloff says it's one way the recovery center could better serve its Native American patients.
Helping them connect with something that they feel comfortable with, helping them connect to their own traditions, their own culture. In the past, we've had patients that have gone off-site for sweats, so this way we have it much closer.
The Sweat Lodge is a partnership between Jackson, the community, and the nonprofit group Native Youth Standing Strong. Advocates say it may be one of the biggest steps the Native American community and supporters are taking to grow and address the issues of addiction, health, and depression. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.